The global boom in tech demand continues to give manufacturing hubs a boost. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. High demand for laptops, phones, and gaming consoles and increased need for tech components all over the world helped boost manufacturing output across Europe and Asia last month. Data released today showed with factories revving back to life, Japan's output hit its highest level since 2018, while manufacturing activity continued to expand in places like Indonesia and the Philippines. But one country was an outlier in the region's February trend, as the BBC's Andrew Walker explains.
China does look a bit of an anomaly here. We've got stronger performance in other Asian economies. I suppose what you have to bear in mind with China is that it was the first major economy to go into the health crisis and the first one to really start recovering decisively. I suppose this to some extent may just reflect the fact that a lot of the recovery good news has already taken place in China.
We're also getting the latest reads on European manufacturing activity today. What kind of trends are we seeing here?
Pretty strong signs of faster growth there. Germany, Europe's biggest manufacturing economy, was particularly outstanding there. Bear in mind that European economies, many of them have had a really severe pandemic downturn. France and Spain in particular, they both had some positive figures as well. One thing quite striking, I think, is that it's services that are really heavily restricted. And of course, European economies, like frankly all the advanced economies, are service dominated. So I think we really need to see some more encouraging news from the service sector before Europe can really start to celebrate.
And we're due to get a look at that later this week. The BBC's Andrew Walker, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Victoria.
Checking the numbers now, a rally is underway in global stocks as key bond yields retreat from last week's highs, partly caused by anticipation central banks could take away stimulus measures more quickly than previously anticipated. Today, Asian benchmarks gained between 1.2 and 2.4%, while those in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are now up in the 1.1 to 1.6% range. There's more fallout this morning from the Texas deep freeze that left 4 million people without power last month. The state's largest power supplier, Brazos Electric Power Cooperative, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. It and other suppliers are facing large bills because when they could not meet commitments to supply power to the Texas electricity grid, they had to buy from other suppliers at exceptionally high prices. The decision to seek court protection would allow it to sort out its finances. The economic value of housework is a question society has asked itself time and time again. Now, a newly formed political party in India is promising to answer that question and, if voted into power, pay salaries to those responsible for their family's household chores. The BBC's Nikhil Anamdar has that story.
She cooks, cleans, and looks after the needs of her family. Vaishali, like millions of women in India, bears a disproportionate load of domestic household work, but gets little in return by the way financial reward, she says.
I do everything from cooking and cleaning to looking after the kids. I'd feel more valued if my effort was to be rewarded.
Salaries for housewives. It's an idea that's now been turned into a cruel promise by actor and politician Kamal Haasan in the southern Indian province of Tamil Nadu as it gears up for the elections. And it's unleashed a raging debate in India.
Should housework be treated as a salaried profession?
This will enhance women's power and autonomy and create near universal basic income. That's what Shashi Tharoor, a member of parliament from India's chief opposition, the Congress, tweeted, supporting the idea. We don't need a salary for being the queens of our little kingdoms, replied Kangana Ranaut, a national award-winning actress sympathetic to the ruling BJP government. The issue has divided experts too. Ashwini Deshpande, an economist, says it will reinforce existing gender stereotypes.
It's a regressive move to say that women should be doing domestic work, whereas the responsibility of working outside the home is predominantly men's.
But others, like Prabha Kotiswaran, a professor of law and social justice at King's College London, argue a basic salary will only enhance a woman's bargaining power.
Millions of women, around 160 million at the minimum, are facing compulsory marriage. And once they enter marriage, they have very little claim on inheritance from their natal family. And then they have no community property when it comes to divorce. So upon breakdown of the marriage, in fact, they cannot look forward to any compensation for having worked within the home for, you know, decades.
Across the globe, in countries like Cambodia or Venezuela, the wages for housework movement has taken different shapes. But there just isn't enough data to measure if it's been successful. Here in India, in a society where women do four times more unpaid work than men, some argue it's an idea worth investigating further. In Mumbai, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Ananda for Marketplace.
Finally, last week, Ghana became the first nation to receive a shipment of COVID-19 vaccines from the global COVAX facility. Today, its president became the world's first recipient of a vaccine from the scheme, which is aimed at procuring and distributing shots for poorer nations. A wider rollout will begin in Ghana tomorrow, while essential workers in neighboring Ivory Coast are due to receive their first vaccines today. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.